Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Hi, ladies. It's Kiki Strickland, your married in 2 years or less dating coach, helping you find the love you've always dreamed of and getting you married within the next 2 years. Please check out my program, Married in 2 years or Less, at my website, which is KikiStrickland.com. So thank you for joining us today. We are going to be talking about preparing to meet your Mr. Right in 2016. Can you believe that it is only like a month and a couple of weeks to the new year? Time has flown by as usual. They say as you get older, the years start to go by even quicker. And I can attest to that. It is definitely true. So 2016 is almost here, and we definitely want to make sure that you are headed in the right direction as far as your love life is concerned. Before we get into how I'm going to help you prepare for Mr. Right in 2016, I first want to tell you about my retreats that I have coming up next summer. And you want to get in now because we are accepting registrations now. So we're going to the Hamptons this time, in addition to Martha's Vineyard. So both trips will be in June of 2016. The Hamptons will be first. We will be there June 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And you can send in your $200 deposit at my website. If you go to KikiStrickland.com, you will see under events, I actually have a tab called Retreats. And that's where all of the specific information is listed. We're going to be there 3 days. We're going to have love attraction sessions together. You'll be able to do an individual session with me as well. We're going to do some fun stuff too, like the beach and maybe a tour. You'll have your own time to do whatever you want to do. I definitely make sure that people are able to have downtime and enjoy their vacation because I know it's awesome. It's a retreat, but it's also a vacation for you. Get away from your families, get away from work, and have some fun. So we'll do a girls' night out as well. And then later that same month, we are going to Martha's Vineyard again. Now, Martha's Vineyard is one of my favorite places. I started going there with the Howard alumni about 5 or 6 years ago. And now I have one of my retreats there. So the dates for the Martha's Vineyard retreat is June 24th, 25th, and 26th. And again, you can get your deposit in now. You will actually get the early bird price if you pay in full by the end of this year. So the early bird price will expire on December 31st of this year. If you wait, then you will have to pay the full price, which is just a little bit more, but you do want to save. So get in now. Either way, you should pay your deposit now because we only have 6 spots for both trips. I try to keep it small and intimate so that we can really share, bond, learn together, and that it's not too many people. So, join us. Ladies, I also want to mention something else because tonight I'll be going to a banquet with my sister who is here in the D.C. area for a conference. Now, you remember when I told you in one of my other shows about using conferences and events to meet people? This one is a prime example of that. It's called NASBE, N-A-S-B-E. This is the National Association of Black, it's N-A-B-S-E, the National Association of Black School Educators. So it's an African-American conference, and it's for those in education. So this conference is for people who are teachers, administrators, vice principals, principals, superintendents of the school districts. And so these are educators who are African-American. And I went up to meet her on the day that it started. And I was just sitting there in the bar area of the lobby at the Marriott Wardman Hotel, which is right across the street from our zoo in D.C., in the Adams Morgan Woodley Park area. Nice hotel, by the way. So I'm just sitting there waiting for my sister, having an appetizer, and all these good-looking, professional-looking men are hanging out down there. A few women as well, but great opportunity, ladies, to actually meet someone of substance. I ended up talking with a gentleman who just struck up a conversation with me because, as I always tell you, most people are friendly. So this guy just starts talking, asking me if I'm a part of the conference. I tell him I'm waiting for my sister, who's a superintendent. And he says, oh, I'm a superintendent. So it turns out he's from Michigan, one of the school districts there. He's been a superintendent for 3 years. And he starts telling me about this program that Howard has, because we both went to Howard, he and I. And Howard has, apparently, this program for superintendents of urban schools. And they meet once a month at Howard. So he says he comes back into town every month to go to that and to hang out with some of his old buddies from Howard. Learned a lot. Was able to tell my sister about this program that Howard has. Wouldn't have known that if I hadn't met this gentleman in the lobby at the conference. And now I'm going back to the conference tonight for the banquet. And I'll probably meet even more people. So, like I said in my podcast on Meeting Mr. Right in 3 days or Less, these are the types of events you want to be on the lookout for. Most of you, if not all of you listening to this call, did not even know about this organization, let alone know that they were in town for it this year. It's a different location every year. In fact, next year they'll be in Tampa. And the year after that, they'll be in New Orleans. So I plan to meet up with my sister again for this same conference in New Orleans. It's definitely worth going to. So you want to find things like that that are whatever field you're in or whatever field you're interested in as far as men. Like I said in my other podcast on Meeting a Man of Means, if you are interested in meeting a doctor or a dentist or a lawyer, you need to find out where they are going. And then you need to be there. You need to set yourself up right there in the lobby where you can be seen and where you can see who's coming in and out. Have your laptop, be working on something, reading emails, doesn't matter. Have your coffee, your latte, your tea, your beverage, and just stay there and see who you meet. This is a great idea, being more strategic about the types of men you're going to meet. Because most of you tell me, well, I do meet a few people, but they're not the type of men that I want to date. Okay, so where are you meeting these people? Be more strategic about where you're going to meet people. So I just wanted to throw that in. And I guess it does go along with the topic today on preparing for Mr. Right. You got to know where he is in order to even meet him. All right. So let's talk about my DC Dating Summit. Our theme for 2016 for the DC Dating Summit, this will be the fifth one, I believe, the fifth summit that I'm having. The theme is called Preparing for Mr. Right, and that's what I want to talk to you about today. The summit begins January 1st, and it goes on for 12 straight days. Yay! Let me tell you all about this, ladies. We have a host of speakers from different fields, all to help you with your love life. So every night there's going to be a different topic, a different speaker. I am actually not speaking at it. I'm just the host. But if you go to my website, I do have a free podcast on there as kind of like a preview of the information that you're going to get. So go check that out at KikiStrickland.com. But let me tell you about who we're having to help prepare you for Mr. Right. We are having author Tariq Omari Walton. He's going to be talking about It's Just a Date, his book on dating and relationships and how maybe our view of a date is a little skewed. Very good information there from Tariq. Some of you have heard him before because I have had him on the show, and he's always awesome. He is the president and CEO of Infinite Possibilities Entertainment. He has a couple of books. In fact, I think he has 4 or 5 books. He also has a television show on PG County Community TV. And ladies, this gentleman has also gone back to school to become a marriage and family therapist. So we definitely want to hear his take on dating and relationships in 2016. He's actually going to be the first day. Now, we are also having a therapist. She is Dr. Diane Kern, who, yes, has a PhD in counseling and clinical psychology. She is also a life coach and a consultant. She is going to be speaking on self-confidence in dating, because I know sometimes the issues that you guys are having has to do with your self-esteem and your confidence level or lack thereof. So we're going to have her come and talk about preparing yourself as far as your confidence. I'm sure she's going to touch on therapy and when you need that. I am looking forward to hearing what she has to say. She's always excellent. She's a licensed psychologist in the D.C. area and the state of Maryland. She has her undergraduate degree in psychology from Boston University and her doctorate in clinical psychology from Catholic University. And she has over 20 years of experience in this area. She's the creator of Happy and Healthy You, for some of you who may have heard about Happy and Healthy You. And you can go to happyandhealthyyou.com to find out more about her, because I know some of you need a therapist. Some of you are looking for someone to talk to right now, and I definitely recommend Dr. Kern. So check her out. Ladies, we are also going to be talking about flirting. Some of you don't know how to do it, so come find some tips on how to be better at flirting. I have Nikita Omar, who is now a certified life and dating coach. She works with me, actually. She is one of my flirt instructors, and she is awesome at it. Nikita, some of you have met Nikita because you've been to Flirt Night, and if you haven't been to Flirt Night, you need to come. It's where we practice being approachable and making eye contact with men and smiling and actually talking to men that we don't know, like I just described at this conference. People are friendly. You just get to know them. You tell them a little bit about yourself. You make a connection. And some of you don't know how to do that, and it's hindering your love life. So make sure you come to hear Nikita's session on the art of flirting. We're also going to be talking about body language. I have Chasta from ID Social Connect Meetup. She has her interracial dating and social connections meetup, which has been around for quite a while. She's going to be talking about body language. So we're going to talk about flirting, and then we're going to get into body language separately. Chasta has been the organizer of the ID Social Connect Meetup since 2010. So that's been quite a while. And they have had over 350 meetups for singles. she has also been on live talk radio shows discussing swirling. She's filmed a dating segment, and she has taught singles how to send the right signals to the opposite sex. If you are interested in joining her meetup, which is, again, called Interracial Dating and Social Connections, otherwise known as ID Social Connect, you can check her out on meetup.com, ID Social Connect. So if you wanted to learn more about body language, and actually one of my clients mentioned body language just yesterday, so I'm glad I was able to tell her, yes, we're going to be doing something on body language. Just wait until January, and you'll be able to hear a dynamic segment specifically on cues and signals that you can use and read, because sometimes we don't know what the other person is doing. We are also going to talk about social media and dating. I have Frank Brown, who is the campus coach, a dating coach. He mainly works with singles on college campuses, so he knows a lot about social media. You know, the younger people are so up on all of the different social media and texting and apps. And I must admit, I do not know as much about those things. So we're really glad to have him come in and talk about how to use social media for dating. I just learned about an app called Soul Swipe, and it's like the African-American version of Tinder or one of those phone apps where you swipe. You see the person who's actually in close proximity to you as far as where you are currently located, at work or at home. And you can see all of the single men who are actually looking to date someone. So some of my clients have tried it, and they actually like it. It's not just a hookup site. It's actually for people who are looking for a relationship. All sites can have both types of people on it, so don't get hung up on, oh, this site is mainly for people who want sex. Every site out there is going to have some men that are just looking for sex, just so you know. But then there's also going to be men who are looking for a real connection and a relationship, and some even looking to get married. So make sure you're not eliminating whole sites because you think only one type of man is on there. That's not true. So, using social media for dating with Frank Brown. Make sure you come to listen to that segment. For those of you that are concerned about your appearance, your image, you might need to upgrade your image for dating. We have Kat Smith, Katrina Smith from 50 Shades of Sexy Image Consulting. She is going to be talking about how to upgrade your image for dating. She's a personal stylist. She has her own online boutique. She's a former model that knows everything there is to know about how to look good, how to shop for clothing that's flattering to your body type. She can give you a makeover. She even knows how to do hair, put hair clips to make your hair look longer, all of that. So Katrina is one that I love working with. I actually send my clients to Katrina. My clients in my Married in 2 Years or Less program go to Katrina to get a makeover so that they can see how fabulous they can look, and so they can also see how different looks might flatter them. If you've always looked one way your whole life, maybe it's time to switch things up a little bit and try a different look. Katrina also takes photos of them, which they can use for their online dating profiles with their new look. So she's awesome. Again, she has her own online boutique, so you might want to go check that out and purchase some of her clothing. You will be shocked at her prices. They're so low. It's amazing what you can get for pennies. And her website is 50shadesofsexy.com, and that's shades with a Z, 50shades of sexy.com. And her store is called Thrifty Girl, and that's Thrifty Girl with the G, G-U-R-L, thriftygirlboutique.com. Ladies, we're going to be talking about sex. I have two different speakers who will be talking about sex. One is Jacqueline Robinson, who will be talking about sexual health 101. She is a pure romance consultant. And the other is going to be talking about celibacy in dating, and that's Lisa Taylor. So you got two different perspectives. You probably want to listen to both just to see where they're both coming from. No matter where you are on the issue of sex, you can learn something new. Now, Jacqueline also does those fun girls' night out. So if you are looking to have one of those kind of parties to learn more about sexual issues, then definitely go to her website, pureromance.com/Jacqueline Robinson. And if you want to hear what Lisa Taylor has to say, she's going to be actually presenting January 10th. Now, all of these sessions will be released at 5 p.m. every day. So January 10th at 5 p.m. is when you'll be able to hear Lisa's celibacy and dating. Lisa has a master's degree in counseling from Regent University, and she is a noted speaker and teacher on the ties that bind people together. She is the founder and principal of Integral Connections, LLC, and she has over 15 years of helping people sort out all of life's beautiful and messy connections. I love how she put that, life's beautiful and messy connections. So those of you that are trying to practice celibacy will definitely want to hear what Lisa has to say. And those of you who are not want to hear what Jacqueline Robinson has to say. All right, we're also going to have a rules coach, Monique Boyd. You guys know the rules, right? You've heard of the book by Ellen Fine and Sherry Snyder. Monique is a certified rules coach. She is going to be talking about the rules for dating in 2016. We want to know if things have changed. We want to know if things are the same. We want to know what exactly ladies should or should not be doing. Now, Monique has been featured on numerous online magazines and social media sites, including Fox News Magazine, The Huffington Post, Uptown Magazine, that's just to name a few. She also hosts relationship coaching workshops and participates on discussion panels as far as relationships are concerned. You can check out her website at liveloveaspire.com. liveloveaspire.com. She's also a personal trainer, I believe. I know she does a little bit of bodybuilding and all of that. I think she competes in competitions. Monique is awesome. You definitely should check her out, especially if you are also trying to lose weight and get in shape. I know she offers services in that area. We're going to have Dr. Sal Corbin speak on understanding men. We are going to have another gentleman speak on marketing. He's a marketing guru, and he's going to talk about how to market or brand yourself to meet Mr. Right. And we are having Erica Etten, the online dating coach. I know you guys have heard of A Little Nudge. A Little Nudge is Erica's company, and she has been profiled on NPR, The Washington Post, WUSA9, AskMen.com. She is also JDate leading expert, JDate for Jewish people. She has a weekly column that is syndicated on the Chicago Tribune. And she just came out with a new book this year called Love at First Sight, meaning online dating site. A little play on words there. And the book is getting high acclaim. So you want to pick that out. Love at First Sight, S-I-T-E, on Amazon. And she is going to be talking about online dating, which I know some of you hate, but you really should try it. You really should learn how to master it in 2016. So her session is going to be on January 11th. Check out my website. I have a whole page on the DC Dating Summit where you can see everyone's bio. You can see when their sessions are going to be released. You'll be able to come back here to my website. You should register so that you will receive the updates and so that you will receive the podcast from each of these dynamic speakers. It's free, ladies. This whole 12-day summit is totally free, no charge to you. So tell your friends, tell your girlfriends, tell your single family members that are female all about this so everyone can get the knowledge that they need to be successful in their love life this coming year. You want to do something different this coming year. You might have been doing the same things over and over again, and you still have not met the right person. You still have not had any success in relationships. You're still wondering where your Mr. Right is and what is the problem. You're seeing other people get engaged. I had two clients that got married this year in 2015, and two girlfriends of mine got engaged this year. So that's four people that either are married or headed towards marriage just this year. And some of you are wondering, why isn't this happening to me? What is wrong with me? Why am I still single? Well, if that's you, you want to come and get some help. And this is free help. I have a program that people pay me for to get the results that they want. But this is something that is going to be totally at no cost. All these great speakers coming to give you their knowledge for free. So you definitely do not want to miss out on this. Again, it's January 1st through 12th. You need to go to KikiStrickland.com to register. And while you're there, you can see all the different speakers and note which ones you specifically are looking forward to hearing. But I recommend you hear it all. Why not? All right, ladies. I hope this has been helpful. And we still have a month left of this year. So if you want to meet with me one-on-one, you can. I even have an end-of-the-year special going on because some of you already know you need a lot of help to get this thing called dating right. So please don't hesitate to contact me. My email address is info@kikistrickland.com and I am always available to help you. All right. Well, thank you for listening and we're looking forward to having you participate in the DC Dating Summit in January. Happy dating, ladies.
We hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.